All right, it's that time. It's time for Beyond Sight and Sound. Let's do this.
S&W Shooters and Prospectors. What is S&W Shooters and Prospectors?
We at S&W Shooters and Prospectors help people find treasure.
Did you say treasure?
Yes, treasure. Just listen to this amazing review from our happy customer, Jackie Sparrow.
Error, chocolate ship shape, and a pleasure to deal with. I was able to buy everything that I needed at prices that were shillings less than others. I found my 9 pieces of 8 in no time. Savvy?
I know you're asking yourself, why should I shop at S&W Shooter and Prospectors?
Chuck Smalley has over 45 years of metal detecting experience. He works with each customer one-on-one to customize their setup to match their skill level.
So if you always dreamt of being a pirate,
Contact
Chuck at S&W Shooters and Prospectors, and he'll take a great deal for you.
Bypass and rum not included.
Caution. Please do not operate motor vehicles or power equipment while under the influence of this show. Listening to this show could cause side effects such as bouts of laughter, violent binges of cabin fever, and even dreams of silver and gold. Please be advised. Now that the fine print is out of the way, on with the show.
All right. We're back. We're live once again. Oh, let's see here. Make sure everything's working. And it looks like it is. Definitely. Okay, so let's see here. There we go. All right. Now, there were some things I should have been doing in the background a minute ago, and I was not. But that's all right. We'll get Chuck on in here. How's it going, Chuck?
Good. Good. It was busy the past few days.
All is well.
Yeah. We got a full house, too. I see Tom and Janet.
Maybe a little wore down.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I see that. It's always nice to see that.
Yeah. Guys are in. Gals are in. The Bills. Dennis. Oh, man. Good crew. And, flying trip to Indianapolis and back by road, not airplane.
Right, but man, what a trip.
Yeah, it was quite the weekend. Packed. A lot of talking, working on stuff, getting measurements, doing things like this for upgrades and some of the EMS equipment, seeing what we want, what we need to stay up with all the requirements anymore. And Oh, anyhow, it's been good. It's been good. And a couple good evenings there. The weather changed. Thursday, it was in the mid to upper 70s there. And then the next day, it was like 42, 45. Has anybody been out?
Yeah, that's the bad part with this. Wait,
Parky's out hunting with a detector, but he's looking more for mushrooms, he says. He's listening to us on the radio and hunting. Multitasking.
Nice.
Yep. So I thought I'd put that out there.
Truly catching us in the field.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he is. So
ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, he needs to either start finding mushrooms or something to dig.
Right? Well, I don't know. After that last good dig he made, it might be time for him to find some good mushrooms for a while. He's on a streak.
You should send him a link and see if he can call in and go live with us in the field.
Yeah, I don't know if he can or not.
Well, that would be different. Barks, you still listening? I don't know. But that would be different.
It would be. It would be. I'm not sure if I think I've got him on my list.
Okay. Well, you know, if he goes live, finds a weedy, nobody wants that. But if he finds mushrooms, everybody will claim it.
Right. Yeah. He finds mushrooms. And
oh, he said they left. They're on the way home. Clay's getting cold.
Oh.
We're going back to it. We had freeze last night. Pretty good one here.
I know. These temperature swings, they're really playing havoc with my plants.
Yeah. Barb just says it's dropping really good. She had to turn the heaters on the greenhouse. They're getting it too. Keep them plants.
I thought about turning on a heater, and then I just figured, it's getting them used to being outdoors without being outdoors.
Mike says he needs to do a GoFund for a camera for Josh.
Well, believe it or not, that is a camera there that the cover art is on. But like I said, I've got so many grow lights behind me right now, it looks like a religious experience. People would probably think I'm broadcasting from Mike's.
That's cool. Yeah. Kevin says it's no longer winter or spring. It's harassment season.
Yeah. Still, no one has dumped Mother Nature's beer out. And they need to.
I'm getting a lot of asparagus, and we like our asparagus here, so we're happy with that. Cool, moist, wet weather, and that stuff's going crazy.
Oh, yeah. Make that stuff feel like weed.
So.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. At all.
So, anyway, I got Casey calling in right now. Here. Can you hear me, Casey?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Well, you're on with us on Detecting Beyond Sight and Sound, whichever. Yeah, I'm on right now, so I just thought I'd take
Detecting by something.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. He's only been on it 100 times.
There you go. So, anyway. Uh-oh. I might have lost him. I don't know. Casey, you still there?
Uh-oh.
Yeah. down in the basement.
Hung up on him.
Well, I'm in the basement. The connections down here are bad.
Well,
I lost him. Oh, it's ringing. See if I can get him back.
Hello.
There you go. Yeah. We're just talking.
Yeah, it can be dicey.
In the chat, detecting the heartland. Yeah, everybody's getting excited.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, we were out at the camp just yesterday. It's beautiful.
Yeah, I saw pictures. Yeah, they were scoping out how they're going to lay out the fields and went to the venue, didn't you, and checked it out.
Yep, went to the camp for a couple hours and the top of one of the bluffs there at the camp that we hadn't kind of explored yet. And old houses up there that we didn't know about and another cabin way up there. So the more exploring people do, I think the better luck they'll have. The old 1800s cabins at the top of one of the bluffs. And so you could go everywhere and probably find some good stuff.
Yeah, you said there's 1800 cabins up on a bluff up there.
Yeah, there's one.
Did he find any mushrooms while he was looking around?
Yeah, was you mushroom hunting? They want to know.
Oh, no, I didn't think about that.
Yeah, so there, I'm sure...
Any kind of
luck, you know, we might get into that too. So we're looking forward to it. The whole crew is, and I'll call you back later.
Sounds good.
And we'll chat about it. I got some more stuff for you. Okay.
All right. Sounds good.
All right, buddy. Take care.
Yeah, you too.
Bye bye. Yeah, I've been trying to get a hold of them all day. We've got some more detectors and stuff. So. That I was able to gather up. They ought to have a pretty good field of stuff. I think they're raffling a manticore too. You're going to win. See if we can win.
And speaking of detectors, Sharp Vest tonight and Wednesday. You were starting to tell everyone about Mind Lab's anniversary, but you couldn't really announce anything until Thursday.
Something coming.
They got some pretty sweet deals going.
Yeah, I put that out a bit. Others have too. May 8th it ends. So if you're wanting that 900, that manticore, now is the time to get one. That's some price slashing. Give me a call. I've got those units in stock. We can sell you. There's nothing different. There was a narrow window to buy in on this. We bought in on it. I've got them in stock, and some of it's already been spoken for.
Yep. Not only is it a narrow window, but that's just a heck of a price.
Yes, it is. So, if you want one, get a hold of me now, and I could still order till midnight tonight.
Ooh, I've heard a
couple people saying,
so they're definitely going to want to get a hold of you quick.
So, yeah, good deal.
And those are the 900s and the manticore. No 8-inch coils, though.
I've got one in stock on the rack in Bettendorf. That's it. I got a couple more.
I figured I'd throw that out there, though, so people aren't getting all excited thinking they're going to get a great deal on 8-inch coils. They're not out there.
You know, with the 900, you do get the 6-inch coil included.
Oh, yeah, that is true.
So, but the 8-inch on
and
the...
still...
A tough item. I see we got Celeste in the house. Frank's got to be close.
Yep. Welcome aboard.
Yep.
Welcome aboard. Yeah, that little 6-inch coil on the 900, that's a good combination too.
Yep. It is.
I think... So.
That's a deal.
I think I would prefer the 8 on the manticore, but for people that are
And that Manticore, friend of mine, Jerry McMullen, has a buddy out there. They sent a picture, and he was using it in the gold fields, and he got his first ever gold nugget with a Manticore out in Nevada.
And that was with the 8-inch coil?
That was with the 8-inch coil, I believe. So, nice. It works in those gold fields, too, and that's good to hear.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Of course, we figured it'd do well in the gold fields.
Yeah.
That thing's going to make for one heck of a shooter coil. I'm going to be interested to see what the reports are coming back from Alaska.
Yeah, let's see how it does. I'll be probably taking a 2300 and a Manticore with me, so we'll see how that goes. Of course, the Manticore and 800, the 800 has all done well before, but there's something about having a PI in certain areas. It just seems to scratch a little harder, I think. I do a little better.
Well, proper tool for the proper task. And sometimes, like you said, the PI can scratch a little harder at it, where either it's going to pick up on it because the other machine, quite frankly, isn't seeing it because of the size, or you're getting that added depth out of the PI where the machine, the VLFs like the Manticore or the Equinox just aren't reaching it.
I'm working unmoved tailing piles. The PI shines. There's something about the skin.
Oh, yeah.
Whereas if you're using a dozed area, Equinox and the Manticore should do very, very well.
Well, and different environment that way too. If it's a dozed area like that, it's all spread out now, so you're not necessarily having to penetrate as much. And with it being dozed out like that, I imagine it works just like the halo effect anywhere else, where the halo has been broken and maybe it's a little easier to see through.
Yep. There's definitely on the, it skins over with a lichen and dirt and that kind of stuff, and it does create a bit of a barrier where the PIs do pretty good on it. But once you break that and they push those piles around in that, they stir it up and you'll be pretty good.
Yeah,
I imagine it.
Yeah, probably works like a protective shell, so to speak.
Right. So anyway, somebody's asking about a good starter PI machine. Well, the ones that they like down in Relic, the 4800, the 4500, and the 5000, can't get them anymore. So then you look over to the Axiom by Garrett, and that's a good one. But there is not a cheap PI out there. 2300 for gold. It works on Relics also, but that's the way it goes.
Well, and many of the PI units cross over to the Relic Hunting Arena.
Yes. Yes. Well, Frank finally got in. Hey, Frank. Anyway.
There he is.
Yep.
And, you know, like the 4,500, 4,800, 5,000, they're all tried and true. And even though you can't necessarily get them any more new, you can still find them on the secondary market.
The 6,000 will do all right, Relic Hunting also. Even Barb says so. But EZ, and that will do. But now we're getting into some pretty hefty.
Now you're into a big price range, and that GPZ, yeah, it's a good machine, but I wouldn't recommend it as a starter unit simply because of the cost.
Mm-hmm. Unless you got real deep pockets.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, if you got deep pockets, heck, buy two of them. They're cheap.
Yep.
And if you got deep enough pockets that you want to buy two, go ahead and buy three and just call Chuck. He can get you hooked up.
Yeah. And Jason, I'm hoping to see one of the Garrett Storms shortly. So
it's coming.
Yep.
It'll be interesting to see how that does. I mean, I did share a little bit of a teaser video, and that's exactly what it was. They really didn't have a whole lot in that video that they put out. But it'll be interesting to see just exactly how that's going to perform and where it's going to fall in their lineup.
Right. Right. Let's see what it's all about. I'm hoping we might see one in a few weeks. And that's all I'll say about that.
That would be nice.
Yep.
That would be nice because you figure, sure, right now we're getting these cold snaps and all of that, but here in a few weeks we should be well into digging season.
Yes. I considered it today, but it was still a little cool, and I'm a little wore down from 14,000 steps a day.
Oh, you were tracking it?
The one day I did, 14,000. We were moving about, getting from place to place and meeting with different vendors and scheduled meeting on a couple of them, not too much. But we had to check things out, and it was interesting.
That makes for a lot of walking.
Sleep well.
Oh, that's yeah. I bet you had no problem getting to sleep.
Right. Right. So we had a good
nothing functional wrong with that, though.
No, it may be a toddy in the.
Yeah, right. And you got to admit, like you and I had talked before the show, this is one of the biggest events in the country for this, the biggest, yeah. I guess.
Yeah.
It's an opportunity to really stay on the cutting edge of what's coming out.
And there's a lot changing in laws and NFPA and OSHA and everybody else. You got to stay up with it. A lot of big changes in the way we handle equipment after a fire, what's soaked into it, how to clean it the best, how to keep it off you due to cancer risks, things like that. And so you got to kind of stay up on that and stay attuned to, you know, we have to wash the gear that you wear. If you've been in the fires or around the heavy smoke or anything else, it has to be washed, but it isn't throwing it into a wash machine. You have to have what's called an extractor. And where it spins that stuff at about 4,500 RPM at the end, rinses, and you have to run it with certain chemis. So it neutralizes everything because it's up against your skin, but how to clean the trucks properly, how to clean your equipment properly, so none of this stuff's getting on you. Products of combustion can be pretty cancerous.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And with them extractors, boy, I'll tell you what, if people have never been around one, them things kick in, and it just about sounds like a jet engine.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
We've got some serious RPMs on it.
We've had an extractor for 5-6 years now, and been using the proper material to clean it and, you know, get it freed up of that stuff. And you have to, for OSHA, we have to log and take care of everything, and they have to know that we're doing it. And, and keep things clean. And yeah, ORH and Scott, the washing, or Jason asked me about that. One of them asked about how often we wash the truck. We have to wash the trucks every time we roll back in on them, because if they've been in a smoky area too, my goodness.
Yeah. It makes for a lot of paperwork sometimes too.
Mm-hmm. Log. Well, it's doesn't matter what size department you are anymore, whether you're volunteer, small, paid on call, all the way up to full time. They check everything you do.
Yep. And usually when it's log, that's in duplicate and triplicate.
Yep. So
everybody has to have their copy.
Getting out and detecting, because it's a disconnect, all that stuff.
That's right. It is definitely a good way to disconnect, like you said. And I mean, just the occupation itself can, it can lead to quite a bit of stress and even a little bit of PTSD.
Yeah.
For some of them.
Yeah.
Like we said before, it takes a particular sort of person to do the job. I mean, you guys are running into what everyone else is running away from.
Yep. It can be busy. So, and Big Brother's watching all the time anymore on everything. We got to make sure we're dotting our I's and crossing the T's, and everybody's trained on yearly things to be done and keep up with that and keep things running. It keeps you busy.
Right. Consistent training, continuing education. It's a lot to keep track of.
Especially the EMS side of it. Keeping
the
EMTs up with what they call CEUs and the training for them, the continual. Yeah. It's a major deal.
Yeah. It's a handful for sure.
Right. So. But anyway, getting back to detecting, we got Detecting the Heartland coming up, and I can't remember how many's coming. I know KG and Ringy, I believe, are coming, and Quarter Order and Doug, and a few others might be in there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know who's coming from Nutka, because evidently there's been some changes there on a major way, other than Quarter Order and Doug, but I don't know who. Used to be Barack would be there, but Barack's no longer with him, I guess.
Oh.
That's what I heard.
Well, then. And I have not heard that yet.
Yeah, I just heard that. I don't know to what extent the change has been, but it has been changed. And then, who was their other front man? He's no longer tied with Nutka. Trying to remember his name. Dwight. You're right, Shannon. I guess he's no longer with him.
I kind of wondered about that, because he's been doing quite a number of go lives from different events and everything that aren't even necessarily tied to metal detecting. He's been quite the busy guy.
Yeah. So Let's see. Ian said Brock left in the fall. I'd heard that around Christmas time, and I hadn't heard any more about it. And I still haven't heard any more about it. Who's filling in? Who's taking over? Things like that. So we'll see.
Right.
Brandon's coming, Scott, you think? Okay.
Sometimes, though, one door closes, another opens.
That's right. That's right. And there's been changes in the way they're running Mine Labs Masters of Metal now. They aren't going to be tied to events. They're going to run independently on their own at their own venues.
Oh.
Is what we've heard. So.
Well, that should be interesting.
Yeah.
That should definitely be interesting.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. Celeste, you're right. It's been gone a while.
So it kind of sounds like maybe if they're going to be running independent and doing their own events, the Masters of Metal could be like the new Go Mine Labbing.
Could be. I have no idea.
Time will tell.
All I know is they just told us that they're having another dealers conference next May, and it's in Australia.
Really? Back in Australia?
Yep. We were supposed to go there the year that we had the COVID outbreak, and it all got canceled. So now they're going to try it again, and we'll see. Shannon, I have no idea if Debbie's coming. I don't think Casey's heard. I know John's driving up for it. That's about it.
Well, and sometimes it seems like it's late notice as to whether or not Debbie's actually in attendance.
Right.
They've right. always got her so busy. But it sounds like you've had quite a pile come in that you're pitching in with there at DTH. So that's always appreciated.
We got some good stuff that came in for them. A couple of detectors and books and hats and pinpointers and things like that. And that ought to be good.
Wow.
Yep. It'll be good. So that'll be added to their prize pool.
And they do always have a considerable size prize pool.
Yeah, they do. He did say that they felt it was down a bit this year, and I can understand that. It's been a tough year on a lot of people with Bidenomics. That's all
right. I'm
saying about that.
Yeah, the state of the economy, it has, and it's not going to get any better anytime soon, unfortunately, and it would not surprise me if we see gas back up to about $5 a gallon or so this summer.
I paid $3.79 a gallon in Indy this week, and as you got further into town, it went up $3.89. I saw $3.99 at one place. So, and then I got back. Went over to Costco and paid $3.09 a gallon.
I bet that was a welcome sight.
Yeah, it was.
It just keeps edging up that way.
Yeah, but that's all right. Biden will get it fixed. Or something like that.
Yeah.
God.
That's what I've heard. I've heard animals can fly too.
Yeah, I will. All right.
Well,
Yeah, Scott.
Nice.
Top tank off at home. Swing by and fill up in Iowa. It's an average of 35 cents to 40 cents a gallon cheaper. Just at standard station. Go to the Wally World or over to Costco, you'll save another 20 cents a gallon.
Yeah. And we saw that last year for DTH.
Mm-hmm.
It really was not that far to jump across the river. And you got a much better price for your fuel.
Ooh, Mike's dropping hints. He said there'll be more than Mayflowers coming next month. He's got a surprise contest, and it will feature Big Silva. Catch details on his broadcast on Beyond Sight and Sound.
Oh, a future broadcast.
Yeah. Oh, boy, Mike. Now you got him on pins and needles.
See, this is why it pays to follow the show.
Yep.
Sometimes you just never know.
Yep. So.
And even with the show, crime doesn't pay because the cat is still caged.
Mm.
At least during the show.
Yeah.
We like to keep Scott around in the chat, so we figure it's better to lock up the cat.
Put the cat in jail. That's interesting. Oh, God. So, hey, better keep an eye out for that, and I think we'll have to do some stuff. Josh and I got to put our heads together with Mike and come up with another good one for the summertime blues. When it dries out and you can't go dig other than beaches.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And I'll tell you, I am kind of surprised. As much rain as we've gotten in the area, and I'm sure you guys were not that much different out in Illinois.
No, we got a lot of rain.
Yeah. The
now Shannon just noted it's dry down there right now.
That's what I was gonna say. Even with all the rain we've got, it's kind of dry. A little surprising.
Right.
And don't get me wrong, we did. We needed the rain, but I would prefer that we don't get it all in one or two shots. Let's drag it out a little bit here and there.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's working good for the asparagus.
Dig the plug for summertime blues. We'll have to talk about that.
Yeah, we might be able to do that. We might be able to do something like that. And I still... I still kind of like the idea of the smoking and outdoor cooking.
Oh, yeah. We all went on that, unless you burn your offering. You think?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's, we all benefit in some way or another. And there again, when you see them posts coming up, it can maybe provoke a little bit of friendly competition or inspiration.
Yes.
I know, I believe it was after Wednesday's show, actually, Ian had posted up in the group with some outdoor cooking.
Mm-hmm.
Had some lollipops up there.
Mm. I grilled today, but it was just burgers and dogs, something quick, easy.
Right.
I've got some ribs and I got some loins and things like that for the future here.
There you go. And I'll tell you what, I know there's a lot of people that they think that, you know, burgers and brats and stuff like that, they're great on the grill, and don't get me wrong, they are, but man, If you take and smoke those burgers, it just adds that that added dimension of flavor that it can't be beat.
Yep. Yep. That, nothing better on the grill, I'll tell you, than a good pork loin, slow pork butt, smoked.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Up ribs. Steak.
And I know last year when we were doing that, a lot of people had no problems sharing their recipes or their settings, you know, what they were keeping their temp at, things like that, their seasonings or rubs. Might be interesting, too, to get them to share what style or brand of smoker they're using.
Yeah. Yeah. For many years, all I used was standard charcoal grill, but then I switched over and went to a Traeger. And the smoking on that is much easier, better.
Oh, yeah. I've heard that from a number of people.
And then I hear people, that's not a grill. Well, I don't know what else you call it, but it's a grill. And when you're out there and you got a gas grill going and you're telling me you're grilling, you might as well just cook it in the kitchen.
Well, and the pellet grills, they are nice.
ORH has a 9-pound shoulder thawing in the fridge now. Couple hundred feet of vacuum bags in anticipation, getting ready to make it really nice.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he and I were talking about that the other day. You get a nice big cut of meat like that, say, I don't know, beef, pork, chicken, and you smoke that and then shred it up and then turn around and portion that in bags.
And
vacuum seal it, throw it in the freezer. Mm-hmm. You could wait and open that up middle of wintertime when you'd love to cook outside.
You got it. Tam's
and as soon as you cut that open, it smells like you brought it right in from the smoker.
Right.
Can't beat it.
Oh, yeah. Now you're making me hungry again.
Right, yeah. We're going to have everybody hungry by the end of the show again.
I took Jill yesterday. I didn't have time to set stuff up and grill anything yesterday. It was kind of cool. Anyway, so we went over. I don't know if you guys have ever ate at it, but the barbecue place over in, well, it's in Davenport, but it's a chain, Mission Barbecue. I don't know if you guys have been to it or not. It's owned by a group of veterans down. It started in Florida, and it's all barbecue, and it's excellent. And you go in, and last night they had Hawaiian barbecue style prime rib, $13.95.
Oh, that just sounds delicious.
Oh my God. And every day at lunchtime, if you're there at lunch, everybody sings the national anthem every day.
Hey, now that's my kind of place.
It's run by veterans. And you go in there, in fact, our patch is up there and some other stuff. All the area fire departments, all the police departments got patches, photographs, truck pictures. Of course, there's all kinds of veterans pictures from all over wherever they've been to whatever they've been posted on the walls. But their food is excellent and the service is great.
Yeah, well, I mean, you had me right there when you said Hawaiian barbecue prime rib. That...
Jill was happy I cooked last night. She said, I want to get something to eat. So it was good. Very, very good. She likes her pulled pork.
Man. Nothing wrong with a good pulled pork.
Yeah. Yep. Nope. Davenport is not near Boone, Scott, Shannon. Sorry, but that. Look them up. They're a chain. They're getting a few more all the time across the country, but wow. Oh, Travis is in the house. Hey, Travis.
Hey, welcome aboard to Travis.
Yep.
There he is. Hey.
Getting a few more of the crew in tonight. So we're going to yep. have a meeting with Mike and figure out what we can do here. Fire up maybe a dig to plug sometime, but he's got something coming down the pike, so this will be fun.
Yeah, the way it sounds, he's got something on the burner already.
Celeste says they have a Mission Barbecue in Tampa. I think that's where they started, Celeste. I think that was
and I've heard about them before, and I've always heard very good reports.
Yep. Well, they're each independent site, they're traveling, you know, they go out and they'll do catering and barbecue right there.
Oh, yeah.
And it's all built into a military deuce and a half.
I want to say it seems to me I've seen pictures yep. of that somewhere. It's quite a setup.
Yep. Good food.
And earlier, I think it might have been Tam was asking if anybody had a Blackstone grill.
Yep, I tried to get that in there, but
I'm pretty sure Frank does. I think Frank's got Blackstone.
I've considered that. That's, you know, go out there and do the whatever sausage hook up and onions and peppers and throw a little pineapple in and make up a little dish, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. There's marshmallow stick behind me. There's also a fireplace right over here. Occasionally it gets used.
Well, you know, you got to be prepared for anything.
That's right. Been more than a couple hot dogs burnt well in the fire.
Oh, yeah. This is the best way to have hot dogs.
Yep.
Definitely.
Mike, you need to go to the Mission Barbecue once in Springfield. Give us your report. He said he just learned.
I'm sure he will like it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes. It seems to me from the people that I've talked to about it, the people that I have heard from that have been to them, they talk like basically you're not looking if you can't find at least something that fits your palate.
Mm-hmm. And you go in there, and if you've got your veterans card, or you show something that you're active duty or firefighter or police, flip that at them, you'll get a free dessert, and they make a killer peach cobbler. But they change. They have bread puddings. They'll have all kinds of stuff. So good stuff too. But I could not eat that steak 100% last night. I still got a chunk upstairs for lunch. Brought home a peach cobbler. That's for after the show tonight. A little coffee and peach cobbler.
Maybe a scoop of vanilla ice cream.
Right.
Sounds like Chuck's got the plan.
Yep. Dave's talking a few people wouldn't stand for the national anthem at the Mission Barbecue near him. Kick him out.
Wow.
Yep. But it's a neat place. Picnic tables, metal trays lined with paper, and plate, throw the food on it, get your drink, sit down, eat. It smells wonderful when you walk in there. My goodness, that's good stuff.
Yeah, and I see Tam saying in the chat they've got a Mission Barbecue about an hour from us.
There you go, road trip.
That's what she said.
I like it. It's good stuff. And they change the menu around, and their chicken and pork and, yeah, green beans that have bacon and onion and have a little smoky flavor to them. That's a pretty good side.
Fresh. Yeah, she likes those sorts of road trips where, you know, we're going somewhere to eat.
Yep. And
I don't think it necessarily matters too much where it is that we're going to eat. It's just
cornbread on the side with everything.
It's like you said, you know, Jill was saying, sure am glad that Chuck cooked.
Yeah, that's what she said.
Yeah, we got out, I don't know, a couple weeks ago and went and did some recon at a local restaurant that's got a food challenge up that wanted to check out. Tam's trying to goad me into. Oh. We'll see.
At one place down in Texas has a challenge, and I've seen it pop up online a few times, and that steak is about that thick, and I think it weighs like 64 ounces. If you eat it, you eat for free.
Oh my. And if you don't, you got a heck of a bill.
Yep. It's a big tomahawk steak is what it is. Big eye. So
well, this one, this is a nice small challenge. You've got 12 burgers, 32 ounces of fries, and a 32 ounce shake. You've got to do it all in 30 minutes or less. That's a lot of burger. We'll see, though. I'm still kind of mulling that one over.
12 burgers, 32-ounce shake, and a tub of fries in 30 minutes? Whoa.
Yeah.
Man.
And believe it or not.
Yeah.
There was an older guy that came in. He did that challenge, and he did it in less than 15 minutes. I'm not sure how that works. He must have had a flip-top head.
Scott says he ate 6 Big Macs on a high school dare. Oh, boy.
Wow.
Well, Tam, all I got to ask, if John can do it, where's he put it? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You got a leg?
I might have. It's possible. Phil, she's said, already said, though, if I do it, she's going to do a go live or something or take video.
Okay. Phil's talking about White Castle Burgers. White Castle Burgers, they got a name, and it causes the same reaction for everybody later on. They call them sliders.
Yeah.
They slide right on through. Trust me.
There's a reason why they call them that.
They call them sliders.
Yep. They like to slide all right. Definitely.
Yep. So, no, some of those places are pretty good. There's some hole-in-the-wall barbecue around the Quad Cities are to die for. And
sometimes those little hole in the wall places that aren't necessarily on the beaten path are very well known and put up phenomenal food.
What's there, they capitalize on and they do it very well.
Yeah, absolutely, they do.
We used to have a place in Rock Island that was one of the best barbecue places, but he finally retired and nobody carried it on. It was called Jim's Rib Haven. One in East Moline, one in Rock Island. You couldn't believe the number of carryouts. You go in there and eat. You can sit there and eat, but my God, that people come in for the ribs every day.
That's right. Revolving door.
Yes. Now, like I said, it closed up as they retired. Nobody wanted to carry it on.
Right. Ohio Relic Hunter's got a place down in his neck of the woods that they've got a large industrial outdoor smoker, and that place gets a phenomenal amount of business.
Right. CORH says don't get 10 White Castle jalapeno burgers and try to drive a half hour home. He's just saying. Sliders, hot sliders. Oh my God.
Leave it to Bill.
So anyway, well, buddy, I'll tell you what. I got Peach Caliber calling my name. It's about an hour into it. We got to get with Mike and see what Mike wants to do this summer. He's got my interest up.
Well, he's good at getting everybody's curiosity.
Right.
And it is interesting to see what may come. As a matter of fact, for those that don't know, he currently has a contest going on in Metal Detecting Central Illinois that ends...
That's right.
I want to say 9 p.m. East or 9 p.m. Central tonight. So, may want to go and check that out. He's always got some interesting contests.
Right.
Some of them will really make you put your thinking cap on.
Yes, he does. He's
yeah, I'd say he is. He is definitely that. He puts a lot of time and thought into these contests, and I think a lot of times people don't even necessarily realize how much time and energy and effort go into these contests that he does.
And he shops around and gets some nice coins to give out. He's got an inn down the street somewhere, he told us once. So that's good. And with price of silver and gold's rocketing yet, they're still coming up against, silver is still up against a $30 thing. It doesn't want to break that. And gold is hovering around $2,400. So as long as they keep shooting at each other in Israel and Gaza and Iran, that keeps everybody on edge.
It'll keep climbing.
Goodness gracious. Of course, Bidenomics, you know.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's a different world anymore.
Bidenomics is basically how to take
it is a different
world. Our money and make Biden rich. Along with the rest of the Democratic Party.
True story.
Spend your money on Chinese
well,
crap.
Well, hopefully.
Rich.
Yeah. Well, hopefully the cobbler tastes as good as it did the other night.
I'm hoping so, too. So, everybody.
I'm sure it will.
Well, I'm finding something because it's supposed to moderate on temperature. I might get out and do a little digging yet. The fields aren't turned. The boys aren't planting yet because it's still freezing. So I've got a couple places I want to check, so I may do that tomorrow. Anybody wants a 900 or Manticore, let me know. You got a heck of a deal right now. I know a couple have already called me, so... One Manticore, one 900, and we're going after another Manticore. Guy wants to trade some stuff, but I'm not sure I want to do the trade. We got to talk a little bit.
Well, we'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens. Everybody have a good night. Thank you.
Well, thank
you. And Mike, can't wait till we figure this.
All right. We'll see you, Chuck.
Talk to you later, buddy. Bye-bye.
All right. Let's see here. I've got I've got something coming through here, and I'm not sure how it's managing to do that. There we go. All right. Got that shut down there. Looks like it was Frank Juarez trying to come through. Who knows? Either way, we'll have to see what Mike's got on the burner coming up. I'm sure it's going to be something interesting, and we will be doing something like we've been alluding to past couple of episodes for the outdoor cooking and grilling for the season, smoking, what have you. And we'll see what goes on for everyone else. Hopefully the weather straightens out. And if you can get out there and find something, get out there and find it. We'll catch you on the next one.
Glad you found us here tonight. Thanks for dropping by and joining in. If you like metal detecting, treasure hunting, gold prospecting, or even entertaining discussion, check us out Wednesdays and Sundays, 8 p.m. Eastern, on your favorite podcast distribution services.